This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Anthony Brooks is out this week. We will begin today with news from Haiti, where right now Tropical Storm Isaac is nearing the capital of Port-au-Prince. Boston is home to the nation's third largest Haitian community and home to Boston-based Partners in Health, the not-for-profit medical and public health group that's been very active in Haiti for years, including after the 2010 earthquake that ravaged that nation. Joining us now from Port-au-Prince, Haiti, is Kate Oswald, Haiti Program Director for Partners in Health. Kate, can you hear me?
I can. Hello.
Hi. Can you first give us an update as to what the weather's like there, what you're seeing right now?
Sure. Unlike this morning, the skies have clouded over. It's pretty gray. The winds have picked up. Still not dangerous levels, but and now the rain has just started to fall.
Do you get a sense that Haiti and Haitians are ready for this storm?
Again, I think we're as ready as we're going to be. I have to say that the number of announcements and radio productions and just meetings and things that have happened over the past days to be ready, materials that have been distributed, it shows that there's a lot of attention being placed, but unfortunately, the underlying factors of deforestation and poverty are still here, and so we can't forget that as yet another storm comes by.
And Haiti still hasn't completely picked itself up from that devastating 2010 earthquake. I mean, 200,000 homes were destroyed, tens and hundreds of thousands of people were left without homes and services. Disease such as cholera has had a profound impact on parts of the country. Do you think that this storm may be a setback for Haiti's ongoing recovery from 2010?
I really don't want to believe it, but I do know that even after small rainstorms, we suffer serious flooding. And so all I can do is hope for the best in this one and know that that the international community and the Haitian government and all of us are doing what we can to stop the destruction. But if something serious does happen, yes, it is going to be a setback. As we like to say, acute on chronic incident that is impacting our ability to truly rebuild.
Acute on chronic, that's very interesting. And for people who've been long-term observers and people, carers, I should say, for Haiti, might think that that is kind of the story of the nation for the past many years. Partners in Health has been very active there for many, many years, as we've noted already. Are there other not-for-profits still as committed to Haiti's recovery as Partners in Health been, or in the 2 years since the earthquake, have many of those groups left?
There are a number of groups that like Partners in Health, who have committed for the long haul to Haiti, and I have to say I'm quite impressed at the number who have stayed post earthquake. There are a number that have come and gone, of course, but there are a few steady that remain, and of course with the United Nations presence here through the peacekeeping mission, which has been here since 2004. In terms of disaster preparedness and relief efforts, they're kind of that's one of their expertise. So we definitely feel their presence. The tanker trucks and everyone are out patrolling the streets, preparing for things. But there are groups like the Red Cross and Doctors Without Borders and many others that have been longtime presence here and continue to be incredibly active.
And Kate, if I may ask, what is your biggest concern regarding what could be the immediate aftermath of Isaac as it makes landfall over Haiti? I know cholera had been a major problem in the country. Is it possible that disease could make a resurgence?
Unfortunately, yes, of course, because the water and sanitation efforts nationwide improvements in water and sanitation have been slower than I would have certainly have hoped. I do worry any time that there's rain. We do see increases in the number of cases. And so the hope is that we won't see that because people are able to have access to clean drinking water and remember proper hygiene practices. But when you have floodwaters, you can't keep your water sources clean a lot of the time. So it certainly is a concern. We, again, are prepared and ready with materials on hand if treatment is needed, if there are a number of cases. But, you know, our real MO is prevention and ensuring that people aren't getting sick in the first place. Mm.
Well, Kate Oswald, Haiti Program Director for Partners in Health, speaking with us today from Port-au-Prince. Kate, thank you so much. And you and all of Haitians down there in Haiti, please stay safe.
Thanks a lot.